Bo Wolf and Mike Mayock here down at the East-West Shrine Game. And Mike, obviously the big news today for the Eagles, they've brought in Seattle Seahawks defensive coordinator Gus Bradley for a second interview. No word beyond that, but rumors are that something may be happening there. What would be your reaction if Gus Bradley were indeed to be the next Eagles head coach?
Well, I'm a Gus Bradley fan. I think he's a stud. I've known him for a lot of years, since he was back in Tampa Bay, as a matter of fact. And it seems like wherever he goes, really good defense follows. And one of the things that I like about him is all his players talk real positively about. They love playing for Gus Bradley. And if you look at Seattle's defense, they play fast. They play hard. They're young. They're aggressive. And it's a little bit of a reflection of the way Pete Carroll wants and a little bit of what Gus Bradley wants.
The aggressiveness of that Seahawks defense always stands out, and that's certainly a selling point for if he would come to Philly.
I think wherever Gus goes and whatever he does, all three phases of the game, they're going to be aggressive. And I think he's the kind of guy that would appeal to the city of Philadelphia. He's kind of a blue-collar, roll-your-sleeves-up-and-go-to-work guy.
Well, and you would know you are a Philly guy. As you look at this Eagles roster, whoever the next head coach is, what are the biggest challenges for them talent-wise?
Well, I think there's some decisions that have to get made. I mean, offensively, it's exciting if you're going to assume that you're going to get your offensive lineman back and healthy and playing at a high level. That's a big piece of it. You've got real good skill positions. The question is Nick Foles the deal? And if he is, that's a huge part of the puzzle. And then on defense, I mean, to me, the biggest piece is the secondary, and it continues to be so. And there's some guys back there that are pretty talented that haven't lived up to the talent level they have, and there's some decisions to be made there. The safety position has to be upgraded. So to me, it's make a decision at quarterback. Hopefully your offensive line gets healthy, and then you got to get better on the back end.
At quarterback, how would you approach Nick Foles and maybe bringing in competition for moving forward?
I'm kind of a Pete Carroll guy as far as competition. I think you got to bring competition in all the time. And I think the worst thing you can do is just kind of hand the starting job to Nick Foles without any competition. So I think they have to do the best they can, regardless of who the coach is, to continue to bring in talent at that position and push Nick Foles to be the best he can be, but also make darn sure you got a backup that's an answer if you need it.
Now we're down here at the East-West Shrine Game, sort of the beginning of the pre-draft process. I know you're just getting started watching these guys, but for the first time in a long time, Eagles have a top five pick, fourth overall. What kind of talent are they looking at, and who are maybe a few names who may be in consideration?
I'm giving you no names.
All right.
It's too early in the process. The juniors I haven't even seen a final junior list yet, so until I know who all the juniors are, until we get through the East-West this week, the Senior Bowl next week, and into Combine, I'll have a much better idea. But suffice it to say, if Howie and the boys do a good job, there'll be a good player there at four for him.
Well, that's why we love Mike Mayock. He's not going to give you the fluff. He's going to tell you what he knows. So he's going to keep studying these guys, and we'll be watching next week as you bring us the Senior Bowl coverage for NFL Network. Mike Mayock, Bo Wolf, PhiladelphiaEagles.com.